It was, Chris, but also a wild inning where you were able to take advantage of some miscues from Winnipeg with some quality ABs and base running, Coaster.
Yeah, it's one of the nice occasions where we actually took advantage of their mistakes. We haven't done as good a job of that all year, but hopefully the fans got a good show. If ball's leaving the ballpark, you got pitchers throwing 94 to 97, 98 miles an hour, and hitters are still hitting it. So definitely a good game. Get ready for game two. Hopefully do the same thing.
And about Ryan Williams, stayed with it. Brandon Compton, a former big league pitcher for Winnipeg. Ryan Williams, a veteran guy for you. What about Ryan's poise after giving up some free passes tonight, Chris?
Played at his best, but he was still really good. He did a really good job of minimizing damage. The game could have got him away from it at certain points, but that's what he does. He reaches back, makes big pitches when he has to, and that's he always keeps us in games, as our starting pitcher always does. And then, you know, Brett Helton coming in and a random closing role for him and touching 96 miles an hour. That was nice to see as well.
Coaster, we'll let you get back, but these fans, you've won two in a row now, Chris. You're not out of this till they tell you are. What's the feeling going into game two? What can these fans expect?
Well, you're going to have, once again, two pretty good pitchers on the mound. It's going to be a good battle. Who gets that big hit? Who plays good defense? Things like that. We're hopefully we can put some better baseball together the last 14 games. But saddle up, Jack Michaels. It's going to be a good one. Giddy up.
You got it, Coaster. Thanks for the time, Chris Coast. Good crowd here tonight, too, at Newman Outdoor Field.